Okay, Oral History Interview with Carolina Pate by Jason Arnold. Describe for me what life was like in Germany during your early lifetime. What were war conditions like under Hitler? Describe what, your average everyday life would be like for you and your family.
Through end of the war or what?
Yeah, through the beginning of the war, as far back as, or as early as you can remember.
Well, what I can remember is, each time, when the alarm come on.
Yeah. Like alert,
come on, and we had to run down the basements, all them splinters come down, you had to watch out that you didn't get caught by one of them. And in the last 4 weeks, we had to stay in one of them basements.
Why did you have to stay in one for?
Because there was bombing too much.
Were they?
You couldn't get out.
Where were you during this time? What part of Germany? What city?
That's a small town in Sinfeld. It's by Schweinfurt.
This is where your mom and your dad and your sister.
My two sisters, my brother,
Okay.
And that one of them got caught on fire, a bomb hit it, and we all had to run to another one. And then my sister got lost in the fire, and my daddy had to find her.
Was she okay?
Yeah, she was okay. She was scared of dead. Well, there was too many people,
Yeah. Because you lived in an apartment building, right?
We lived in a house. My uncle inherited it, and then we was living upstairs and they was living downstairs.
So how many people in all lived in your house besides your family, your uncle's family?
And us at that time.
Were the Allies heavily bombing your area during that time?
Yes, because they was making bombs in Schweinfurt. So.
Were they?
So that's the place they really hit.
What did your dad do for a living during the war? Did he work for the government or...?
No, he worked in the factory.
That made the bombs or...?
Mm-hmm.
Did your mom work during this time too or...?
No, she didn't.
She stayed at home with the children?
Yeah, she stayed at home.
Okay. Let's see. What were your parents' feelings, or the feelings of, the adults around you about Hitler? Did they feel that he was doing, was he right for doing what he was doing, or did they feel that the Allies, the
No,
United
my
States,
daddy was against him.
Against Hitler?
Yeah. Because, and then he would listen, you're not supposed to listen to no radios or nothing,
Yeah.
In that time, but he was listening to him anyway, and then... My uncle's wife, she turned him in, that's why he had to go 4 weeks before the war ended to the war.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your aunt turned your dad in for listening to the radio?
Yeah, because we had a Nazi mayor, and then the next day they come and got him.
Would they punch your dad?
The last time we heard from him, he was in Czechoslovakia, and he was shipped, he went to the Russian front.
So basically he got drafted by... the Nazi army,
mm-hmm.
and forced to fight for the Nazi army when he was against them all along.
Yeah.
Was this common, were there a lot of people turned in for being against Hitler,
Yeah, there was a lot of them, oh yeah.
Because, in the movies, that they show during that time period, a lot of Germans are shown that they were all behind him, but that was not... true.
That's not true, uh-uh. Like my uncle, he was against him too. And then he was in the war too, but the last 4 weeks he hid. And then come home. He did.
So did you see your dad after the war? or was that the last time you
saw
him?
No, that's the last time you see him.
And that was 1945.
45, yeah.
Did they ever, anyone from the German government ever tell you what happened to him or what became of him or?
No. One of them said, you know, that was drafted with him, you know. And then he always said he saw him day and day and day and this, but.
Yeah, so your mother never knew what became of your dad?
No. He was just, you know, missing in the war. So.
Well, how did that affect your mom, you know, when your dad got forced to go off? Because he was the breadwinner and he was supporting the family.
That affected her pretty bad, I did.
Did it force her to have to get a job to go into the workforce?
Well, there wasn't much job, so she had to go with the farmers out in the field, you know. And then for the money you got then over there, you couldn't hardly get anything, you know.
Did you realize, you know, at the time that Germany wasn't the only country fighting America, you know, what, you know, did you realize there was the Japanese?
Yes,
the
I sure did. Oh, yes.
Did you see, were they seen, you know, as your friends, or were they seen basically like, you know, America, that, you know, they couldn't be trusted? You know, in that they were against Hitler, were they seen as, you know, being Hitler's allies? You know,
yeah, well, Italy, they fought with Germany, though.
Yeah, I mean, the bond between Italy and Germany well-recepted, or, you know, did they not really trust Italians?
Well, for what I know, it was well-accepted, but then, you know, they turned the backs on them, you know.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame them.
We're, you know, with the propaganda, you know, it's always been assumed that there was propaganda coming forth, you know, with the Nazis, that they were trying to sort of browbeat the Germans into believing that Hitler's way was right. Did that really, you know,
yeah,
did,
oh,
that,
yes,
go on?
And, yes, it did.
In what ways? I mean, were there recordings just constantly blaring, or?
Yeah.
You know, was it expected of the German citizens to support Hitler, you know?
Yes, it was.
Not to speak up against
him?
Oh,
yeah. Because a lot of them that was against him, he had him shot, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So your dad was sort of lucky that he didn't get,
well,
shot
they didn't know he was against him.
He was just listening to
the foreign, you know, radio stations. And they probably would have shot him. See, my grandmother, she was going to hide him, and he said, no way. He said, he has kids, and they're not going to say he was a coward, you know.
Yeah.
So, that's probably the first place they would have looked for him anyway. But his mother's, you know.
Because they would have naturally assumed she'd be hiding him out.
Mm-hmm. They probably would have shot her, too.
For just abiding him. Did having a Nazi mayor, you know, were the people who joined the Nazi party rewarded for being in the Nazi party? You know, people that were in the Nazi party, you know, seemed to have a better life? You know, did the mayor live better than everybody else because he supported Hitler? Or, you know, what was his lifestyle like compared to yours? You know, did he live, you know, in a much better house or about the same conditions, you know?
No, he was put in the same condition.
So he wasn't really rewarded for
supporting
him?
He just, you know.
He just favored his ideas.
He just was for Hitler, and that was it.
How were, you know, the Allied leaders like Roosevelt and Stalin and Churchill seen? You know, were they seen as saints, or, you know, that they were trying to do good, or were they seen as, you know, by the average German citizen at the time, were they seen as bad or good?
It was probably as bad.
Just because they were going up against,
yeah,
Hitler. Was Hitler heralded, you know, as the king, so to speak?
Yeah,
you know?
He thought he was the king, oh yeah.
Um, Was the German way of life better under Hitler, you think? Did most people think that he could do all that he set out to accomplish, that he could make their lives better by conquering all these other, by ridding the world of the Jews?
No, it wasn't better.
Did it actually get worse?
But, you know, the people over there didn't have no choice. Then to follow him.
Because he did he make a big change? I mean, did he improve it better than it had been, or, you know?
No, he didn't. He got right up, and then in his speeches, he said, what do y'all want, food or ammunition? See, our food was rations. You only could get so much, you know, of our food. Mm-hmm. And the rest of it went in ammunition and guns and whatever they to fight with.
To support the
yeah.
war. Much, you know, like mm-hmm. what was going on over here with the rations for the food and the gasoline and that sort of thing.
And the girls that was of age, they had to go and work, you know. They had to go work for the army.
They had to work in the...
Mm-hmm.
And you said there was a bomb factory nearby, so your town was under heavy siege constantly.
Yeah.
Once the Allies started bombing over there. Did the Allied soldiers finally take over your town? You know, did the U.S. troops come in and take over your town?
Yes,
or?
They did. Before they did, I thought that was ridiculous. When you come from Schweinfurt, it's only a mile away, you know, from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And they had three bridges, you know, and what you said,
they blew them up?
They blew them up, yeah. Just like if they couldn't cross the Main River, you know.
No, the U.S. troops did this, or?
No, the Germans did this.
Just because they thought that by doing this they wouldn't cross over and come
mm-hmm.
in? How were the soldiers viewed when they got there? You know, was it, were they?
I guess the people were scared of them at first. It was like, they had two of them, one on this side, one on the other side. And they were searching for guns or stuff like that, you know, in every house.
Did they come into your house and look?
Yeah. And we had a nice one, though. He was scared of that, because we had him real big feather bits. And we had just brought him back, you know, from the base when we was, you know, living in for 4 weeks. And it was still unmade and was that high. And he kept looking at it, he kept looking at it, you know. And Mama was going to open up her closet because they checked everything, you know. For him to look in it.
He didn't want to look
No,
in.
He didn't want to look. He wanted to get out of there.
Do you think he was afraid that somebody
yeah,
might
was,
hurt
was
him?
Yeah, was under there, yeah, something, because he kept looking at there and there. But the one on the other side, that was a mean one. Oh, my God.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I still can see him. He was just a short old fella. And any gun he would find when he come out, he just broke it, you know, bam, bam, and broke all up with it.
So basically the soldier you got treated you much better than the one that treated your next door neighbors.
Yeah, oh yeah, then the other side. And then they had a curfew then, you know, you had to be by 6 o'clock, everybody had to be in the house, couldn't get out.
How long did this last? You know, how long did the curfew end?
It lasted for a while, but I don't quite know how long it was. Until they had everything under control, you know, what was going on.
Did conditions sort of get a little better after the
Americans
took over?
Yeah,
oh yes. Did there seem to be more food? And
yes, they come around with wagons or, you know, and they would give out food for everybody, you know. Ooh, that's the first time I tasted syrup and I sure didn't like it. I remember then.
Were these American foods they were giving you?
Yeah.
Big difference between the
it sure
food
was,
you were accustomed
but
to.
But you ate anything then, you know, you was hungry.
did your family have, was there a shortage of food for your family?
For everybody then, when we was there in the basement for 4 weeks.
That 4 weeks.
Some of them just eat sugar, you know.
Is this probably about March 45?
Yeah.
Right before Hitler committed suicide. Or before the war actually was supposed to have ended. So you're about four weeks before the American troops invade.
Yeah.